AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pope Francis is about to become the first pontiff in history to speak to a joint meeting of Congress. It happens Thursday morning. AP Religion editor Steve Coleman says the pontiff has already talked about issues of climate change and immigration during his visit to Washington.
In remarks at the White House, Francis cited the peril to what he called our common home.
Climate change is a problem. We can no longer be left to a future generation.
Francis also called for safeguarding religious liberty and rejecting discrimination, calling himself a son of immigrants visiting a land largely built by immigrant families. Steve Coleman, Washington.
An early agenda for the Pope's White House visit included a 21-gun salute, but that didn't happen.
Some might also recognize the dissonance in welcoming a professed man of peace to the White House, you know, through the repeated firing of weapons.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in Washington for an official visit today. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice said this week that even if the U.S. and China differ on some issues, they can find common ground on others, like climate change and battling terrorism.
Many global challenges today can only be met with China and the United States working in concert.
This just in from Yemen. Officials say a suicide bombing has killed 25 at a mosque during Eid prayers in the capital. The Senate preparing to vote on legislation to keep the government open beyond next Wednesday's deadline at a price Democrats are certain to reject, stripping taxpayer money from Planned Parenthood.
How many times does a Republican leader need to return to this same show vote?
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. This is AP Radio News, Minority Leader. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is continuing to lash out at his GOP rivals and at Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton.
She's got horrible numbers. She's coming down like a really, really sick rocket.
Speaking in South Carolina, Trump also complained about mistreatment by the media, apparently stung by a rash of criticism about his comments on immigration and women. Trump tweeted that he's even boycotting Fox News. Scientists say California's historic drought is stressing the state's treasured giant sequoia trees, some of the largest and oldest living things on Earth. Anthony Ambrose is a UC Berkeley tree biologist.
We've observed some unusual and abnormal levels of foliage dieback, which haven't been observed in the park before.
Some 75 distinct groves grow mostly in the southern Sierra Nevada. A Hawaii spear fisherman says he fought off a tiger shark by smacking it in the nose after it locked onto his leg. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.